Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Monday morning. 77 degrees out there. We're going to get a high of around 94 degrees out there. So it will be a little bit warmer, but not as hot as it has been the past couple of days. Joining us in studio from Tyrell Christian Church, Tyrell Christian School, is Joyce Foster and Jeff Davis. Guys, good morning. How are you doing this morning? It's good to have you in studio today.
Good morning, Kyle.
Okay, well, guys, you are going to be talking about the Great Adventure, which this year is your vacation Bible school theme, is it not?
That's correct, Kyle. And our theme verse for this year comes from Proverbs 20:11. Even a child is known by his deeds, whether what he does is pure and right. And that will be our theme verse for the Great Adventure. And it's going to be covering from the book of Daniel, Daniel and his companions, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and also King Nebuchadnezzar. We're going to be talking about him and the story that most people listening know, Daniel and the lion's den. So, Joyce, can you tell them the dates?
The dates will be July 28th through July 31st. And we was going to do it in the evenings this year, but we have changed it to going online. So everything will be through the internet. You can go to our website. You can go to our Facebook pages and be able to see the Great Adventure.
Absolutely. And a great way to do it, because obviously doing it online, I'm guessing it's because of the COVID-19 restrictions as of right now. But what's good about modern technology, and we were even talking about modern technology earlier, is you're still able to do the Vacation Bible School this year, even though you won't be able to do it in person, still being able to do it online. And it just sounds like you guys have been on top of this from the very start.
We were going to have Rocks May 26th through 29th, but because everything being shut down, we were waiting to have it and moved it to July 28th. And now, as far as what's going on, we decide the best way is to go online, which we are. And it's going to require a lot of people. And, you know, we have roughly 250 workers, and now it has to be narrowed down and what's going to be important for them to know. But far as we're going to still try to do crafts where they can do them at home. So when they watch it online, hopefully they have the things there at home. We're going to have recreation still where the parents can take the kids out and play and do different games. We'll have skits, and we will also have a message, and we have Rocks and Junior Rocks. So I'm going to let Joyce explain a little bit about Junior Rocks.
Junior Rocks is geared for the four-year-olds through kindergarten age, where they are able to come and enjoy a couple of fun songs that we're going to have on there, so they can get up, move around, dance, things like that. I enjoy dancing with them at church, which is doing our actions. But there'll be a couple songs on there for them to sing, and then, like Jeff mentioned, we'll do the skits and stuff. And Junior Rocks is geared for that age group. The directors that helped put that on was Megan McClure. She was the Junior Rocks head director. We had Carolyn Daly. She was over the drama, the skits that we're doing. Lisa Copang, she's over the crafts. And then we have Robin Rolls that led the recreation. And I've seen what they were doing, and it looks like a lot of fun. I can't wait to do it myself, so...
If I try to get up and dance nowadays, I'll probably just fall over. So
well, that's why I do it back when no one else can really see me.
Yeah, exactly. And I make sure I have padding around me if I do fall over. At least I'll fall on something soft, because the way nowadays, the way if I try to dance, it's not happening very good. So, again, this is going to be happening between July 28th and 31st. And do you guys have a outline like of each day a different event or different events each day?
On day one, we will have the skit, the message for that day, like it was that day at the church. And we'll have music. Our worship team is going to be doing songs that will be on there. We also have the craft people. And in the Rocks area, Connie Davis is a co-director from Tyro. Brooke Grove, an intern, is a co-director. Tracy Jabin from Tyro, Rachel Perkins from South Coffeyville, Cheryl Ingalls from Caney, and Brandy Egan all are doing crafts. So they'll have a video of the crafts. And then Emily Washburn and Christy Denny will be doing the recreation. So they'll have three different things they can choose. They also will go over the memory verses. This year, Ann Martin and Kenny Daly from here in Coffeyville were over transportation. And they have had a really a roller coaster ride before they ever got on a bus, because they tried to figure out how to transport people without them getting sick. And that was the hardest part they had, and then trying to do the PR. Sherry Morgan and Doug Hanlon will be doing the drama for the first through sixth grade. We have Kim Betts and Robert Cooper, who are going to do the kitchen and the carnival, which we're not going to be able to do the carnival because that would brought out a huge crowd.
Right.
And Randy Carr from Independence was involved at. Mike Foster from here in Coffeyville was part of the carnival, and quite a few other people. So a lot of changes have happened, but they can go online and watch day one, and it will go on at 3 o'clock, and we'll be at www.tyrorocks.com, TC Facebook, and www.tyrochristian.org. It will be on YouTube, and it will be also on TC Children's Facebook. So we're going to try and have several avenues. If a listener is listening now and they don't have any way to find it online, they can call the church at 289-4433, and they can ask for a DVD, but make sure you give the secretary your address and all that and name, and we'll try to send you a DVD on the whole program. So
it sounds like you guys are just hitting all media platforms as much as possible to get the reach out there as much so that people can watch it on the platform they're most familiar with or they're most comfortable with. Probably myself, I'd probably be watching it either on YouTube or Facebook. YouTube is one of my favorite things in the world. So because you'll watch something on Facebook and 10 minutes later, you're on like on the other side of YouTube. And you're like, how did I get over here? Because the way you know the videos autoplay a lot of the time, right. You're like, how did I get over here? So that'd be a lot of ways to be able to watch the Vacation Bible School this year, which will be going July 28th through July 31st. And again, lots of ways to watch. And it sounds like from what you know, you're saying you got people from, you know, South Coffeyville and Caney and Independence. It sounds like it's just a whole community event. It's a whole bunch of communities coming together to work on this.
Yes.
That's correct. We're also going to do something special on August 2nd, 2 to 3, and it will be happening in Independence, Coffeyville, and Caney. But we'll give more details on that. And so we want to just encourage people to look at the online. And we got people videotaping in Oklahoma City, guy doing work in Pittsburgh, Kansas on this. So this is something that coming together, and it's been a lot of recording,
stressful recording
on that. So,
and one other thing concerning August 2nd is your memory verses. In order to receive what's going to happen on August 2nd, they need to start learning the memory verses that we will have out there as well for them to memorize. And we encourage that. Getting the word into us is very important. And these are fun memory verses to learn. So.
And again, the Vacation Bible School this year is being called the Great Adventure. And you guys got these sharp shirts on that I was telling you about off air, that they're these powder blue shirts, which... powder blue is my favorite color. You can see the shirt I'm wearing today. And then it also has the cross on there, but the face of a lion in the middle. And is that is just a sharp logo. And then on the back side, it says, Tyro Christian Church Rocks. Even a child is known by his deeds, whether what he does is pure and right. That's Proverbs 20:11. So that's a great shirt and a great message. And like I said off air, I love those shirts, guys.
And Kyle, the shirts can be bought for $7 online at Thornton Graphics. Can you give them the plugs?
Thornton Graphics, it's at https / stores with an S dot Thornton, T-H-O-R-T, let me spell that again, T-H-O-R-N-T-O-N, graphics with an S dot com / Tyro _ VBS.
Okay, and that's how you're going to be able to get, you'll be able to see the shirt online, and obviously if you want to get it, you'll be able to get it. Like Jeff said, you can get it for just $7. That's a really good deal for nowadays. I mean, you can't get shirts, great shirts like that, that inexpensively anymore. Right. So,
and there are different colors. If they don't want blue, there's green, red, orange. So. All kinds of different
colors.
Even
purple for the K-State people, like Mary Bell Bastion here in Coffeyville.
Well, there you go, Mary Bell. You can get yourself a purple one since you're a K-State fan. But again, they come in all the colors. If you want to, just get one of each color. There you go. Just do that. Just that way you'll have one for each day of the week.
That's right.
All right, guys. Well, do you guys have any more information you'd like anybody to know about the Vacation Bible School that is happening July 28th through the 31st?
And we'll be posting, Kyle, that at 3 o'clock each day for that day. And we appreciate this very much, Kyle.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We love that you guys are coming in. We love to help the community, especially with times being different, you know, with the coronavirus. And you guys are adjusting to it and doing a great job with it. And again, that will be posted at 3 p.m. every day, starting on the 28th or running through the 31st. Guys, you've done a great job with this. And we look forward to that happening starting next week.
Yes.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this very beautiful Monday morning.